Radio Krishna presents stories about Lord Krishna from the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of Los Angeles, California. Derived from the Vedic scripture, the Srimad Bhagavatam, they were written in Sanskrit several thousand years ago by Srila Dwaipayan Vyasadeva and were translated into English by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and spiritual guide of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Your narrator is Amala Bhakta Das. And now today's episode, entitled Lord Krishna Liberates Vidyadhara. My name is Krishna, and I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord and Source of all creation. About 5,000 years ago, I lived in India. Though I looked like and played the part of a human being, I was not at all human, for my body and life were, and always are, composed of absolute knowledge, bliss, and eternality, and are never affected by the material or illusory forces of this world. The present story begins when I was only a youth living in the village of Vrindavan. It once so happened that the cowherd men of Vrindavan, headed by my foster father, Nanda Maharaj, desired to go to Ambikavan to perform the Shivaratri ceremony. This is especially observed by the Shaivites, or devotees of Lord Shiva. But sometimes my devotees also observe this ceremony because they accept Lord Shiva as my foremost devotee. But the function of Shivaratri is not observed very regularly by my devotees. After reaching Ambikavan, the cowherd men of Vrindavan first bathed themselves in the river Saraswati. After taking bath, they worshipped the deities and then distributed charity in the holy places. The cowherd men from Vrindavan gave cows decorated with golden ornaments and beautiful garlands. The Brahmins are given charity because they are not engaged in any business profession. They are supposed to be engaged in brahminical occupations, namely, they must be very learned and must perform austerity and penance. Not only must they themselves be learned, but they must also teach others. This pleases me very much. The cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, spent that night on the bank of the Saraswati River. They fasted all day and drank a little water at night. But while they were taking rest, a great serpent from the nearby forest appeared before them and hungrily began to swallow up Nanda Maharaj. Nanda began to cry helplessly, "My dear son, Krishna, please come and save me from this danger. The serpent is swallowing me up." When Nanda Maharaj cried for help, all the cowherd men got up and saw what was happening. They immediately took up burning logs and began to beat the snake to kill it. But in spite of being beaten with burning logs, the serpent was not about to give up swallowing Nanda Maharaj. At that time, I appeared on the scene and touched the serpent with my feet. Immediately, the serpent shed its reptilian body and appeared as a very beautiful demigod named Vidyadhara. His bodily features were so beautiful that he appeared to be worshipable. There was a luster and effulgence emanating from his body, and he was garlanded with a gold necklace. He offered obeisances to me and stood before me with great humility. I then said to him, "You appear to be a very nice demigod and to be favored by the goddess of fortune. How is it that you perform such abominable activities, and how did you get the body of a serpent?" The demigod then began to narrate the story of his previous life. He said, "My dear Lord, in my previous life I was named Vidyadhara and was known all over the world for my beauty. Because I was a celebrated personality, I used to travel all over in my airplane. While traveling, I saw a great sage named Angira. He was very ugly, and because I was very proud of my beauty, well, I laughed at him. Due to this sinful action, I was condemned by the great sage to assume the form of a serpent." One should note here that before being favored by me, a person is always under the modes of material nature, however elevated he may be materially. Vidyadhara was a materially elevated demigod, and he was very beautiful. He also held a great material position and was able to travel all over by airplane. Yet he was condemned to become a serpent in his next life. Any materially elevated person can be condemned to an abominable species of life if he is not careful. It is a misconception that after reaching the human body, one is never degraded. Vidyadhara himself states that even though he was a demigod, he was condemned to become a serpent. But because he was touched by my feet, he immediately came to Krishna consciousness. He admitted, however, that in his previous life, he was actually sinful. A Krishna conscious person knows that he is always the servant of my servant. He is most insignificant, and whatever good he does is by my and his spiritual master's grace. The demigod Vidyadhara continued to speak to me. "Now I consider that this curse by the sage was not at all a curse. It was a great benediction. Had he not cursed me, I would not have assumed the body of a serpent and would not have been kicked by your lotus feet and thus freed from all material contamination." In material existence, four things are very valuable: to be born in a decent family, to be very rich, to be very learned, and to be very beautiful. These are considered to be material assets. Unfortunately, without consciousness of me, these material assets sometimes become sources of sin and degradation. Despite Vidyadhara's being a demigod and having a beautiful body, he was condemned to the body of a snake due to pride. A snake is considered to be the most cruel and envious living entity. But those who are human beings and are envious of others are considered to be even more vicious than snakes. The snake can be subdued or controlled by charming mantras and herbs. But a person who is envious cannot be controlled by anyone. Vidyadhara then said, "My dear Lord, now since I think I have become freed from all kinds of sinful activities, I am asking your permission to return to my abode, the heavenly planet." This request indicates that persons who are attached to fruitive activities, desiring promotion to the comforts of higher planetary systems, cannot achieve their ultimate goal of life without my sanction. the less intelligent want to achieve material benefits and therefore worship different kinds of demigods. But they actually get the benediction from the demigods through my permission. Demigods have no power to bestow material profit. Even if one is attached to material benediction, he can worship me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as I am completely able to give even material benediction. There is a difference, however, between asking for material benediction from the demigods and from me. Dhruva Maharaj worshipped me for material benediction, but when he actually achieved my favor and saw me, he was so satisfied that he refused to accept any material benediction. The intelligent person does not ask favors from or worship the demigods. He directly becomes Krishna conscious, and if he has any desire for material benefit, he asks me for them, not the demigods. Vidyadhara, awaiting my permission to return to the heavenly planet, said,
"Now, because I am touched by your lotus feet, I am relieved of all kinds of material pangs. You are the most powerful of all mystics. You are the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the master of all the devotees. You are the provider of the planetary systems. And therefore, I am asking your permission. You may accept me as fully surrendered unto you. I know very well that persons who are constantly engaged in chanting your holy name attain release from all sinful reactions, and certainly persons who are fortunate enough to be personally touched by your lotus feet are freed. Therefore, I am sure that I am now relieved of the curse of the Brahman simply by being touched by your lotus feet."
In this way, Vidyadhara got permission from me to return to his home in the higher planetary system. After receiving this honor, he began to circumambulate me, and after offering his respectful obeisances to me, he returned to his heavenly planet. Thus, Nanda Maharaj also became relieved of the imminent danger of being devoured by the snake. The cowherd men who had come to execute the ritualistic function of worshipping Lord Shiva and Ambika finished their business and prepared to return to Vrindavan. While returning, they recalled my wonderful activities. By relating the incident of Vidyadhara's deliverance, they became more and more attached to me. If one worships demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to become more attached to me, that is approved. But if one goes to the demigods for some personal benefit, that is condemned. This story was entitled Lord Krishna Liberates Vidyadhara and was presented by Radio Krishna and produced by Krishna Productions at the KHQN Studios in Los Angeles, California. It was derived from the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, written by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and spiritual guide of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of Los Angeles, California. The musical selections and engineering were under the direction of Vaibhavi Devidasi, and the story adaptation for radio and voice characterizations were done by your narrator, Amala Bhaktidas.
Thank you.